KDOM Radio AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time now for the Coach's Show as we'll talk boys basketball today with some area boys basketball coaches as they just started practice this week, and we'll get things going here towards the end of the month and into December. We'll talk with area basketball coaches, boys basketball coaches, here on the Coach's Show on KDOM.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
DeFreeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision, and glass. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Windham.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrandt of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Boys Basketball. And Coach, you're helping out with basketball again this year as a head guy there, coming off the football season, jumping right into basketball. Started practice on Monday, and you got some guys coming back from last year that will no doubt make a difference on the squad. You know, guys like Aiden Olson and Maxton Fast from last year who have a lot of that varsity experience, but going to have some other guys step up here this season if you want to get the job done and do the things that you want to do, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a change of pace going from a football season where I was a first-year head coach and things didn't necessarily go as well. And then jumping right into our second year of basketball where me and Spencer Kipper are co-head coaches. So he helps me out a ton in football too. So for both of us, it's definitely been a whirlwind of learning on the job, but something that we really appreciate and value, you know, the opportunity to do this. So as far as what you said there about, you know, returners, we really returned, you know, two guys that played significant minutes last year in Aiden Olson and Max Fast. Both kids that can score the ball from all three levels. Max Fast, an excellent defender, can rebound. Aiden, somebody that we're looking for to be a little bit better defensively this year. And he showed us a lot this summer that he's going to be able to do that. So really looking forward to having those two guys back. They're our team captains. They're both guys who, you know, unfortunately for us, didn't do anything in the fall when it comes to a sport. So, you know, that was a little bit of a disappointment from our end. But we're hoping that they can make some amends for that on the court this winter. So, you know, those two are our returners. And then outside of that, we got a bunch of unknowns. We got a lot of guys that got a lot of minutes at the B squad level, and we actually have a kid who, you know, most likely would have played a good amount for us last year that didn't come out, that decided to come back out. So we're super excited for that with Jordan Conkakio, that he's back out. And, you know, he's a kid that had a great attitude throughout the whole football season and was a really good leader for us even when times were tough. So we're definitely going to be leaning on him for leadership.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, and you know, headed into the start of the season here, still got a little bit of time to get some practice in, but you know, the holidays will cut into that a little bit, and then you know, the start of the season, you guys on the road, it looks like, to start the year in Truman, and then you know, things really pick up right at the start of the year. It's really no leeway when it comes to kind of easing into the year, but we all know that you know, the start of the year can have its ups and downs, and it's kind of that holiday, you know, Christmas holiday time where you kind of find out who your team really is. Can you just talk a little bit about your expectations here for the start of the year and what you're looking for from your guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'd like to sit here and say our expectations are a state title, you know. They're just not. You know, that's not where we're at as a program. You know, we had that state team a couple years back, and last year we came in with basically no experience, got better by the end of the year, and that's kind of something we're going to have to do again this year. is just learn on the fly as a group. We got a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes at the B squad level, but not at the varsity level. So, you know, our expectations are to find out probably first and foremost who can play at the varsity level in the back half of the season. And, you know, we got a couple juniors, Nolan Peters and Khalid Fontanez, that we're hoping can give us, you know, minutes at the guard spot, as well as Brayden Oakland, being a senior for him and a guy that can shoot the ball pretty well. So, you know, we're hoping for them to be able to take some weight off, both Aiden and Max handling the ball, and Jordan Kamkakio handling the ball. So, you know, that's an unknown for us. And, you know, as far as big guys go, we have Caleb Best, who's a senior, who's hungry to play. And guys like Ram, Vasquez Fontanez, and Gio Ornieles that are both pretty big kids, and got to get them into playing shape. Again, when you got a bunch of kids that didn't do anything in the fall, the biggest, you know, fear is that they're going to come into camp, you know, out of shape. And unfortunately, that's where we're at too. So we got to get these guys moving, and we have the last 2 days, and we're going to continue to do that. And then, you know, just working to improve on where we left off last year.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the first couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Zach.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Westbrook Walnut Grove Boys Basketball. And another year at the helm for you, Coach. And, you know, practice started on Monday. And, you know, we talked a lot about last year, you know, being one of those years where a lot of guys were going to get some experience. And, you know, obviously this year without Hudson, who, you know, has been one of the best players in Westbrook Walnut Grove history, but you do have that experience coming back, and still going to have some younger guys that are going to have to step up. How has practice been the last couple of days, and, you know, what are the expectations here early on in this season?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot of fun. The guys are showing up. They're working hard. They're communicating, trying to fit into those new roles, and that's not just new roles on the court. That's new roles off the court, and, you know, we have a couple of football injuries that we're going to have to work around for a while, which will, you know, create some opportunities for some guys that, you know, maybe play some different positions, take on a heavier load. And you know, that's exciting. It's a good opportunity for everybody. And, you know, we're, you know, looking forward to getting on the court, you know, daily and try and find ways to get better so this group can get into some game action.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, it is right around the corner here towards the end of this month. You guys start the season on the road and, you know, have a couple of home games after that, but some really tough competition to start the year. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think, you know, every year everybody kind of, you know, starts the season off. And like you said, there's football injuries and there's guys getting back into the swing of things in basketball. And it's usually, you know, right around the holidays where things, you know, really start to settle down and you can kind of see what kind of basketball team you have. And, you know, so what are some expectations heading into these first couple of games, you know, a couple on the road, and, you know, it's that tough competition right off the start?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I you know, just to commend our guys for their commitment to the program throughout the course of the summer, you know, so that we could start to work on some of those changes that we might have in mind. And, you know, to come in and what it seems to be here this first few days is like that we weren't wasting our time in June and July, that that we had made some progress and that we have, you know, created some familiarity. And, you know, guys get bigger and they get stronger. And, you know, so, you know, we're going to have, you know, Drew Swanson returning, and Drew averaged over 20 points a game last year. So he's going to kind of be that target guy for us, like maybe Hudson was a year ago. And so seeing that second scorer, you know, kind of take over what maybe Drew was doing last year. And, you know, Neil Keel has done a great job of, you know, just continuing to be constant and to be steady, to, you know, to provide some extra eyes and ears on the court. And, you know, we look for Neil to do solid things. And, you know, Kyle Curry is another senior that we have here coming back off starting a full season, but he's going to be out with an injury for a while. So, you know, he's a big body that we have to fill, and then we look to, you know, Jackson Jennings to kind of take a step forward and to become more than just a perimeter shooter, to, you know, grow in his rebounding, grow in his ability to defend multiple positions, and then, you know, maybe attack the basket a little bit more frequently than he did a year ago. And then probably, you know, we're looking at a couple of sophomores who had some moments, you know, last year, who definitely got some opportunities throughout the course of summer, and that would be Connor Jacobs. And Connor showed, you know, in his opportunities last year and in the JV level last year, that he could score in bunches. And is capable of attacking the basket, making free throws, making perimeter jump shots. And so he just will have to learn, you know, to play 30 minutes at the pace and the physicality of the varsity basketball, you know, requires. And then Max Weiberg would be another sophomore. And Max is, you know, 6'7", 240 pounds. And, you know, it's been since Parker Freeberg that we've had a back to the basket, you know, throw it into the post and score the ball that way type of guy. And so the same, you know, same for Max as with Connors. You just have to, you know, be able to adapt to the pace and the physicality and you know, the processing of making a little bit quicker decisions and, you know, being able to read off your veteran teammates who already have a full year under their belt. And then, you know, we have a collection of other juniors and sophomores that, you know, we hope that we can mold into rotational players and that can, you know, provide us maybe with a little bit more depth than we played with throughout last year. And, you know, like I said, so far so good.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited to get the season off and rolling, as I'm sure you are as well. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you as well. Thank you. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. KDOM Radio, quick break in the action to announce the Hammers Furniture KDOM Player of the Week, and that will be Wyndham goaltender Fiona Rebilliard. Fiona was the goaltender in the win for the Eagles over the NBA Storm last Friday in a 1-0 victory. Rebilliard records the first shutout of the season, and she is our Hammers Furniture KDOM Player of the Week.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Schumacher of Red Rock Central Boys Basketball. And Coach, making the transition this year from girls to boys, with Coach Pack stepping back this year, you will be taking over the head boys basketball job. And, you know, you got some experience coming back from last year, some guys who, you know, have played a lot of basketball for the program. And, you know, they're a squad that, you know, had a lot of success on the football field. A lot of those guys coming back and playing basketball, I'm sure, you know, this is a little bit of a transition the last couple of days to get those guys on the basketball floor.
Yeah, one of the comments I made is here in the first couple of days of practice was it's a different type of conditioning, going from 4 to 7 seconds of max effort and to more of a, you know, long term play of being able to, you know, run and go for, you know, a few minutes at a crack. And so we're working on that, and they you know, fully understand that. They're a very mature group of guys. You know, they've had a lot of varsity experience in not just basketball, but football and baseball and the other things that they do. And one thing that so far for the couple of days of practice here that I've had, I do appreciate some of their maturity that they do have towards how to go about things, how to be successful. And they know those characteristics and aspects as well. So being able to implement them in basketball frame mind and work towards those goals that we're going to have this season will be a great opportunity and a fun challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you got some guys, you know, specifically we mentioned, you know, some football players that will be coming over and playing some basketball. And you also got some guys that will be, you know, starting playing basketball will be their first sport of the season. You know, you got a guy like Henry Stavnis, who's kind of basketball-oriented. But you got some other guys, you know, coming from football that had some experience last year, you know, the Abe Stavnis. And I think Finn Batalden was one that, you know, played some last year for the Falcons. And, you know, just some guys that will have that rapport that maybe wasn't as strong last year.
Yeah, so we have six returning letter winners there, with five of them being seniors. Four of them being seniors. And, yeah, as you mentioned there, Henry, he's been a little bit banged up here right now. He's got a little bit of a knee issue going on from some fall ball things that he's doing, so we're kind of working through that at this point. But otherwise, those other guys, Jake Erickson's, the Carter Turkelson's, the Austin Imkers, as you mentioned, Finn Batalden, and then Brecken Detterman there at the senior group of guys, you know, they bring that maturity, they bring that competitiveness that, you know, they've got some time. Everybody there saw time, with the exception of Brecken, on major varsity minutes last year. And we're just looking for them to continue contributing and getting a little bit, taking the next little step there and rounding out their game a little bit more. I know some things they did really well defensively last year we'll continue to work on, and then hopefully be able to find some ways that they can kind of score the basketball.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, looking forward here, you know, you got some more practices here before we get into the thick of things with the start of the season. You know, on that Saturday, it looks like you guys headed on the road to take on Lakeview on the 29th. And then, you know, things will ramp up quickly with a couple more road games before you get your first home game, it looks like, against Adrian Ellsworth. So what's kind of the expectations or maybe some things you're looking for from your guys here to start the year, trying to get things going?
At the beginning of the year here, we just want to make sure that we're first of all, staying healthy, and then make sure that we just build off of day one to day two. There'll be some things that are brand new for them. There's going to be some things that are going to be carryover from what Coach Pack had used a little bit there. So we kind of blend some of those things together to create, you know, strengths and play to our strengths as well. And just the biggest thing of always getting better, being tough-minded and being tough competitors out there. Yeah, we go on the road there, especially that first game with it being a Saturday game after Thanksgiving. You know, we always the winter sports are they work around, you know, two major holidays there, and then coming back right after that and getting a section full with Tracy, and then on the road again against MCC, who I believe bounced us out of the playoffs there last year. So it'll be a good gauge there. On that first, I think it's within the first 6 days there, we'll play three games. So where we're at with that, we just want to make sure that we're just continuously getting better and working together as a team and getting better as a cohesive group.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're excited to cover some Red Rock Central boys basketball this year. We appreciate you taking the time. Good luck here these next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate the coverage for this upcoming winter and look forward to seeing you in the gym.
You bet, Coach. And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double-check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Vorwald, new head coach of the Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Coyotes. Coach, we'll start here with just a little introduction of yourself, where you come from. I know you're a Southwest Minnesota guy through and through. But just to let the people know who you are and how you got to the Coyotes of HLOF.
Yeah, you bet. So I grew up in Worthington, Minnesota, and I grew up the son of a coach. My dad coached the Trojans for a number of years, so it was fun to play for my dad and played a little college basketball, and then I got the chance to coach a little college basketball and just been teaching for the last 5 years. And Jason Fisher reached out and talked about this great opportunity coaching the Coyotes, and I jumped all over it and very grateful for this opportunity.
Absolutely, Coach, and I'm sure the community of HLOF is happy to have you. And you know, it's an opportunity here as we just started, practice, a chance for you to kind of, you know, first couple of practice, see what you're working with. And you know, I know you got some guys coming back from last year's group, and you know, a senior class that has been through a lot, in all aspects of the sports at HLOF. But you know, on the basketball side of things, some guys that have some experience, and I'm sure that's exciting for you to get some guys back who kind of know what everything is, you know, in the area, but a chance for them to learn your system and, you know, some seniors that will be able to help you out when it comes to that side of things.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. There's the whole group is a hungry group that's willing to work hard, and we've had a great first couple days, and guys are sore in a good way and competing, and yeah, we're excited to get going.
Absolutely, and you know, it doesn't get easy, you know, in the Red Rock Conference, and I'm sure you know this Southwest Minnesota basketball is pretty highly touted, and you know the schedule is never easy, and you guys are starting things off, it looks like, on a Tuesday against Russell Tyler Ruth and a team that, you know, the last couple of years has had some really good teams and has made it to the state tournament a couple of times, and you kind of have a, looks like a tournament in Wabasso, and you know, things are just going to really amp up. So what are some things that you're looking for from your guys here to start the year, some expectations headed into the first couple of games?
Yeah, even so, like that RTR group, we got a chance to see them once this summer, and so it's nice that I've a little bit familiar with them, and just excited that our guys are willing to learn and willing to just give everything they got to getting this new system in place and getting ready to go for those tough games right off the get-go.
Absolutely, Coach. Should be a fun year. We appreciate you taking the time here to talk to us. Good luck here starting your journey as the head coach of HLOF, and we'll talk to you again here down the road.
You bet. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Kobe Lovell, the new head basketball coach for the Windham Eagles. And, you know, Kobe, we can start here. You guys had a couple of practices already as practice started this week. You've been around the program as the assistant coach, but, you know, first year at the helm, what are some things you're liking from your guys here the first couple of practices as you're trying to get things going?
Yeah, the first couple practices here, we've had some two-a-days going, so the boys have had a lot of exposure to what I expect and our coaching staff expects out of them. We got some great guys that are coming back, great student athletes coming back, some size, some shooters. With those guys, they're going to be expected a lot. But again, it's a lot of new for a lot of them as well, which is kind of fun. But those older guys are going to be leaned on a lot going forward, and I couldn't think of a better group to lean on as I take over.
Absolutely. You know, we can dive a little bit more into that personnel. You talked about some guys coming back. You got a guy, you know, inside like Elliot Serene, who now, you know, goes from that young guy who has some talent to being one of the guys who's going to have to be a leader this year. You got Jackson Joyce, who has some experience shooting the ball from the outside, going to have to be a little bit more of a ball handler, I'm sure, this year as well, but also some younger guys that, you know, played a lot of JV last year that you're really familiar with that you'll have to, you know, take that next step this year. Guys like, you know, a Henry Visker who may have to be leaned on a little bit more at the varsity level, or, you know, just guys like that that are going to have to step up, and, you know, some guys with the experience, but other guys that we may see that are going to be new to the program, but will have to make a big step this year.
Yeah, we got a lot of exciting guys that are going to impact our program in many ways. I think we got some pretty good depth, but like you said, Jackson Joyce, he's going to have to handle the ball for us a lot this year, and he's certainly a guy that's capable of doing it. He's a great leader on and off the court. And then Elliot, again, a year older. With all of those guys I'm going to mention, they're all a year older, a year of experience. It's really going to help them. But, yeah, Elliot being a junior now, he's played for a couple of years. He is going to have to take that big step on and off the court. He's a big leader in our program. He's a lot of people look up to him. And he's certainly a capable player of doing a lot of things on the court that is going to excite a lot of people. You know, we like to dunk stuff. We like to shoot it. We like to do all that stuff. And he can kind of do all of it. So I'm super excited for the things that he's going to do on the court. And then, like you said, I had the privilege of having – like a Jack Elmas and a Henry Visker on the JV. They all got great minutes, and Henry even played a little bit of varsity. But he's kind of that another core guy that's going to have to really take a big, big step going forward here on varsity as a ball handler, as a finisher. I think him playing football this year was huge. Any of those guys that have played football going into the Twins, you got Joe and Nick Willinga, great leaders again. Use your voice as well. I think they're going to be huge on the defensive side of the ball for us. And then, of course, we can't forget about Stevie Meyer. Stevie is a huge deal to me taking over, along with many other guys. He's a guy that yells at practice. We've already got after it these first couple of days. He's one that communicates very well, can shoot a little bit, can finish, and do all that great stuff. So, again, I'm excited about the guys that we have this year, and I'm ready to get to that first game.
Absolutely, Coach. And to kind of wrap things up here, we can talk about the start of the season. It's a little bit odd. You're going to start on that Saturday right after Thanksgiving weekend, or on Thanksgiving weekend, but right after Thanksgiving. Yeah. And, you know, you have Adrian Ellsworth coming to town. And then, you know, following that, you'll be on the road, you know, taking on a Blue Earth team in Redwood Valley, you know, to kind of start the year. And we all kind of know the start of the year can be a little bit different. Like you said, you know, the guys coming off of football, it's a different type of transition. What are some expectations that you have from your squad here the first couple of games?
Yeah, there's we're always going to expect a lot out of our guys in our program. They're certainly capable of a lot, but going into those games, like we have a scrimmage already this Friday. I think it's a great cap off to the week. On Friday, we'll play Tracy and MCC and Wyndham on that Friday night. I kind of think it's a cool way to end the week on a Friday night. And then going into that next week, we'll have another great week of practice. And then Adrian Ellsworth comes to town, and we'll go to Blue Earth. Some great challenges for us. Again, some stuff's going to be new for a lot of them, so I look forward to seeing those first few games, as long as we're playing our best basketball as we kind of get to that Christmas time and going towards the end of the year. It'll be great.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the first couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around. We will not have a show next week as it is very close to Thanksgiving next Wednesday, of course. So we will hold off until the following week, and we'll hopefully talk a little hockey, maybe some gymnastics, also dive into more girls basketball. So a big show coming up in 2 weeks, but no show tomorrow or next week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. 42 degrees right now here in Wyndham. Back to some classic country on KDOM.